getting grants. If you're looking for grants, first of all, look on From the Heart Productions website. We have a large database for you, and I believe the best place in America is foundationcenter.org. They are located in major cities, and they have very large databases. However, it's so large, you may want to take a class to learn how to really use their database. In this audio, I want to share with you what From the Heart looks for in our Roy Dean Film Grants. Tell you what makes us sit up and take notice, and I'll tell you what makes us put people in the top 20 or in the hot films in the making. Now, the first thing I want you to know is that most grants are rejected because your film did not fit the criteria of the grantor. So be sure your film fits. And if not, don't even bother to apply. Put your time into grants that you have an excellent chance of winning. One of my grant winners said she applied for 5 grants and she won 4. That she didn't try for the hard grants where many people were applying. She tried for grants that she thought she could win, and she spent a lot of time on the application. And I truly encourage you to do the same thing. Look for grants you know you have a good chance of winning and put all of your attention on it. There's something wonderful that happens when you win a grant. Most of my grant winners win another grant 6 months or less. Your potential donors will now see you in a different light. Right? You apply to a nonprofit and you want a grant. They truly believe in you now. It just changes everything for you. So when you find a film that is a perfect fit for a grantor, then be sure and tell them how your film fits. That's the biggest thing I find, is that the judges need to be sure you fit. So our criteria is that we want films that are unique and make a contribution to society. So this means to us, you have a film where the subject matter has been covered before, but you have a new angle, you need to tell us that in your application. And if your film makes a contribution to society, tell us how that happens. Be very clear with the judges. In fact, you need to take the criteria from the grantor's website and put it back to the grantor in a sentence. For example, I like it when people say in the application, my film is unique because no one has reported on this incident. Or I like it when people say to me, my film will make a contribution to society because it will shine a light on a dark issue. Second, who are you and why should we fund you? This is a question. This is really important to us. We want to know a lot about you. What is your background? Have you won any awards? I want you to give a lot of personal information so I really know who you are. This is your first film. Don't be afraid to tell us and explain how you have attached highly skilled filmmakers to support you in the beginning effort. Then tell us what education and experience in filmmaking. Tell me your connection to the material. Why are you putting in years of work and time to make this film? Really important to get across to us, because the more you emphasize your commitment, the more comfortable we feel that you will stay the course and complete the film. The third thing to me is one of the most important things to any film. What is the story? From the heart, we're concerned with 3 things. Story, story, story. And most grantors want you to tell them a compelling story. So it's really important that you're able to take all the knowledge that you've put together in 3 or 4 paragraphs. I know it's hard, but you're going to need to do that because you need to give us a short overview of the film. Remember, you're the carrier of great knowledge about your subject. We're not, and I like it when you tell me a sticky story. A story that is something credible, meaning you have professional statements to support your claims. Then concrete, perhaps you have statistics or something you can show us that what you're saying in your film is fact. We need something that's shocking. Right? Shocking really gets our attention. Emotional. We want something emotional. Part of life. Put this in a story that I can remember, that my judges can remember. And then my judges start talking to each other, and they'll champion your film. They'll take your words and repeat them to the other judges and say, I like this film. But you've got to be so clear about the heart of the film that they can do that. These are the films that get funded because we understand what your film is all about. Now, for features, it's all about the story. Remarkability of the film. What's unique and what's special about it? Use the same sticky story and shock us emotionally and give us a heart film. Features should also have an overview of the film inside their deck or their business plan, and documentaries need a proposal. And if you need instructions on writing a proposal, go to fromtheheartproductions.com on the website. Look for the tab Resources, and then under that, click on Film Funding Information, and there's a whole chapter from my book, The Art of Film Funding. It explains how to write a documentary film proposal. This also includes the three paragraphs with your story at the beginning. Fourth, you need to give us in-depth information on your marketing and potential. I want you to start with listing the social networks you're using. Tell us who is your audience, how do you reach them, and how are you driving them to your website? Connecting their names and building a database. Everybody that comes to your website should be collected through your opt-in box and added to your database. How many names do you have in your database? You have on your Facebook and your Twitter accounts. All of this is paramount to the success of your film. We want to know, what are these numbers? And yes, you should be working on this while you're making the film. Don't wait till you get to post. Don't wait till you're looking for a distributor, because people want to know, who's your audience and how many have you collected? So please consider making a composite person from your audience. You need to know this person who describes your audience like you know your best friend. Where does your audience hang out? What website do they frequent? What groups do they belong to? Gone are the days when you can say, 18 to 38 is my audience, women, 18 to 38. No, we want you to tell us a lot about your audience. Because knowing your audience, knowing who they are and how to reach them, will tell you where this film should be distributed. Are you up to date on hybrid distribution? Are you considering cinema on demand, VOD, uploading the film on your website? Do you think Netflix or Amazon are good locations for your film? Tell us all of these things. Your grant application. Grantors want to know who your audience is and how you will reach them. You need to be prepared to explain this. And if you don't know these things, then you should start doing some research. Listen to my blog talk shows where I've interviewed Nick Gonda from Todd Glosserman from Gather.us, Forrest Connor at VHX.tv, Jason Brubaker on distribution, and Joe at CauseUMentry.tv. Get up to date on self-distribution and marketing. Why? Because you can make a lot more money this way. Now, we want you to tell us your timeline. How long will it take you to raise the funds for your film and produce it? You and your crew need to know this, so have a timeline. I like it when you tell me other grants you're applying for. Please, never say, without winning this grant, I couldn't make the film. Because none of us, no grantor, wants to feel that we're the only source. You'll need to raise this money from lots of people and many grantors. So you need to show us that you're confident that you can raise the funds and finish the film. I want your confidence and your self-esteem to jump off the page at me. I want you to tell me how great you are. I want how wonderful this film is and why I should fund it in every paragraph. It's so important to tell me who you are in the beginning and why you're making the film. Do everything you can in the beginning to allay any fears of your ability to make and complete the film. You put passion on the page. Now, budget. Well, this is where I've seen a lot of people lose grants. They get all the way up to the top five, and the judges look at the budget and say no and throw it out. I've heard judges say no because filmmakers have under-budgeted post or because they think you have an unrealistic budget. And sometimes filmmakers forget music fee, and don't let this happen to you. Create a good budget. Get a line producer to review it. Know that your budget is accurate. Now, how's the best way to create a budget? It's simple. Get on the phone and start dialing. Call everyone whose services you'll need and get a price. This does not mean that once you have the cash in hand, you will pay that price, because that's when the negotiations really begin. From running a film company for 33 years and selling raw stock and videotape, I know that when people call me for a price, I would give them a price and say, okay, call me back when you have the cash, because I know they'll shop around for the best prices when they have the cash. And that's when I start negotiation. Now, to make your budget, look on my website, and you'll find some of the nicest people in the industry. Go to grants, look under donors to grants, and then you're going to see some for New York and some for LA. I've got them pretty well organized. All them, because we have top music composers like David Raiklin. He's brilliant. Post-production people like Sam DeLugic, who's a top colorist. Sound people like Jerry Deaton at Audio Cut. All of these people are listed there, and they're there for you to choose from. They give to the grants, and that's what you want. You want to support the top people in the industry who give back to independent filmmakers like our donors do. Because then you know they're people with a heart, and they understand how important it is for you to get a good price and for you to have the top people in the industry. So to do your budget, start with people that are referred to you and get the quotes and put them in your budget and know you have good numbers. Go to sleep at night feeling positive that you can make the film for this budget. Now, there are sometimes we have to look at reality versus insanity, and I want to talk about that. I see this insanity a lot of the times in our grants and fiscally sponsored films. Example, if this is your first feature and your budget is $6 million and you have never made a film before and you wrote this and you won't change anything and you want to direct it, sorry, it may not be reality. In fact, we might say it's rather like insanity. Because we know that for you to find $6 million from individual investors may be difficult. So I recommend that you start with smaller budgets, write it, direct it, complete it. Then you have a completed film behind you. Now you can go for a larger. So let's talk about trailers. Features, I don't suggest you create a trailer. You may not be able to show the quality of the film that you can produce when you have your full crew working with you. I think it's best to sell the film on the script, the attachments, your personal talent, and your passion. Documentaries, it's imperative to have a trailer. I know you're going to say, well, I don't have the money to make a trailer. But you need the trailer to raise the money. So you need to consider it might cost you $10,000 to get a good funding trailer made. You need to go. You've got to find people who love you, so go to your family. Go to people who really care about you and pitch them the film and ask for the beginning donation to get the money for your funding trailer. This is probably the most important thing that you can do. People come to your website. They want to see what you can do, not just read about it. They need visuals to know that you can make a film. Not in any way am I shorting your proposal here. That has to be dynamite. But you grab them with the trailer, and then you can close them with the written word. Now, if you're really short on cash, you might consider a teaser trailer that will give the viewers a really good approximation of your concept. This teaser trailer does not have to have interviews. Making funding trailers, things that you need to consider are, first, trailer is the key to your funding. Many films live or die by the quality of the trailer, so I highly recommend you take time to review other trailers online, both commercial and documentary, and realize that there will be multiple trailers before you finish funding the film. Start with something that brings your concept to life. You need to touch your viewers with your story. Funding trailers have a three-act structure. One, you're establishing the emotional mood of the trailer and introducing characters. Two is the development phase. What happens to these people? What events happen and how they all interact? Three is, in most cases, is the start of the end run, an intense emotional build that moves strongly towards a cliffhanger climax at the end of the trailer. Magic is the music. Music is magic for your trailer. And I highly recommend that you look on websites and find good documentary. Start with BillWoolery.com, BillWoolery.com. He's been a trailer editor for 30 years, and yes, that is a specific skill. Finding someone who knows how and makes their living just editing trailers will really benefit you. Whatever you do, don't skimp on your trailer. It's your moneymaker. Create a masterpiece, and you'll never regret it. Remember, written proposal has to stand on its own, too. It has to be a masterpiece. Proposal has to be visually written so that I can see the film from your work. I'll leave you with a quote from one of my favorite filmmakers, John Cassavetes. As an artist, I feel that we must try many things. But above all, we must dare to fail. So don't be afraid of rejection. Go for the grants that you know you have a chance to win. Very best of luck. Thanks.